Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily and engage in praying. After praying, please forward it to those on your contact. Let them also hear what is blessing you. Welcome also to Wednesday, the seventh day in May 2025. As usual, let's start with prayers. Open your hands and be responding with Amen. I receive it. On the seventh day in creation, God rested from all his works, and so he blessed the seventh days. Divine rest is associated with the seventh day. May you enjoy rest in all your life's endeavor. I rebuke every restlessness and stress in everyone's life. Wherever you are experiencing stress, emotionally, physically, financially, may there be divine intervention today. Whichever environment you are, whichever country, place your right hand on your heart and let me pray. May stress, tiredness, confusion, and every form of yoke be broken away from your life. Whatever led you into this situation is stopping and lifting today. God's hands of grace and mercy will reach down to you where you are. That point where you missed it in life, God will bring a divine correction. I prophesy destiny helpers. I prophesy angels in form of men and men in form of angels to come to your aid. The seventh day, in Joshua chapter 6, the huge wall of Jericho fell. On the seventh day, when they went down the seventh time, and the seven priests blew trumpet. Today, spiritually, the trumpet of Jubilee is blown over your walls of Jericho. Whatever stands as the wall of Jericho in your life will crumble now. Can you do this? Every one of us where we are, if you can do this, rise up and jump gently. Jump forward gently for as seven times. And each of the jump, declare, I cross over my wall of Jericho. I cross over my wall of Jericho. Jump, jump forward, jump forward. I decree, may you scale over every height of challenge in Jesus' name. Do this also. Fetch water in a cup or in a bottle, the quantity you can drink at once. I have an altar to pray over that water for your healing and wellness. Hold it up. I prophesy healing virtues, wellness virtue, strength virtue, clean cleansing virtue, glow growth refreshing virtue. Enter into that water. As you drink, may your entire body be regenerated, be revived, and be recharged in Jesus' name. Take it and drink. You will soon visit the restroom and pass out a lot of things. May 7 celebrants, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your new age is blessed. And the rest of your life, you will live long and live well. God will keep multiplying his grace over your life. Say amen. Happy birthday, right? Let's move on quickly and see how many of these issues we can share today. First issue, this is my question, and I'm resending it from your teachings of 23 April 2025. What is the price to pay as a pastor for church growth? Thank you, sir. Wow, this will take a whole book to teach, but let me explain it in a nutshell. Number one, authenticity of calling. Are you called into pastoring? Pastoring is a calling. Remember, when the multitude came, Jesus called the 12. He pointed to those whom he would, and he called them. Number two, what am I called into? Ministry is very wide. Which aspect of the ministry? Three, adequate training. Number four, be attached to a mentor with pedigree, integrity, and visible result. No one can give you what he does not have. Number five, sit with the church. Love the people God has given you with a passion. Teach and feed them with God's word consistently. See Acts 11:26. A whole year, consistently, they taught the church. In the first 7 to 8 years of the beginning or starting of our church, I stayed with that church, never missing any Sunday or midweek service. Teaching, I suspended all travelings. that will involve missing any of the services. Number six, be structured. A church without structure has no future. Structure include leadership, program, administration, house, finance, and every other aspect that have to be structured. Most of these you will see and learn from a good mentor who has result. Above all, prayers, meditation, and receiving directly from God from time to time. There are good books on church growth. Buy them, read, and apply. Also, choose one or two good ministers' conferences to attend yearly. It will help. Iron sharpens iron. Next, good evening, my amiable daddy. Recently, I started soap-making business, and I am growing in it. However, my sister warned me to stop, that the process can cause cancer. Please, what is your take on this? I need urgent reply. Wow. On issues like this, please Google, learn to Google for information. We are in an information age. Always go on the net. The process of soap making does not cause cancer at all. But as in any manufacturing endeavor, there are a few health safety considerations. Even in cooking a meal in the kitchen or driving our cars, there are health safety considerations to be taken care of. For instance, one of the chemicals of soap making is sodium hydroxide. It's corrosive and can cause chemical burns, not cancer, but burns. Inhaling it too, or getting it to touch your skin or your eyes, will cause problem. But all these are preventable with hand gloves and nose mask. I also want to believe that you had adequate training before you started. Soap making is a big industry and a money spinner, if well done. Don't let your sister scare you away from it. Go ahead with it. You will succeed maximally. Next, greetings from here, sir. The woman, the husband is demanding for her salary. The man should leave the wife alone. Let him go and engage in any profitable venture. My advice to men, please, let's leave our wives' money for them, for peace to reign. If he insists, he should leave the marriage. Wow, leaving the marriage? I don't think so, except it has turned toxic or violent. Next, good morning, sir. For the woman that said her husband wants to send her away after all the children are all married, we only heard one side of the story. Wow, that's true. I said this here the other time. And one of the challenges here is not being able to hear from the other side when it comes to husband and wife issue, except they are both on the platform and we can talk to them together. So I appeal again today, let couples belong to TPGF together. Hearing the same thing will bring much harmony, peace, and progress. Next, greeting, Daddy. I'm at TPGF. I am 63 years old now, retired from civil service 5 years ago, and my wife is 65. We have been believing God for the fruit of the womb in the last 29 years. When we got married, I thought of going for adoption, as you used to teach on this platform, but I'm not sure they will grant me my request because of my source of income, which is just a meager monthly pension, and my wife's provision shop, which is not yet financially buoyant, though we are living in our own house. Each time I think of this child situation, I feel very sad and depressed. My wife also develops high blood pressure all the time. Please, Daddy, we need your urgent counsel so that we don't die of thinking and depression. God bless you, sir. Wow, this is so sad and very painful to me, not only because you don't have a child yet, but because of the level of ignorance. 29 years waiting. Kai, my counsel on this platform is not just for the persons asking questions or describing situation, but for all of us to learn from. No couple should wait for 29 years praying for the fruit of the womb. No, there are many medically assisted ways of conception. After 2 years of waiting, take the necessary step to be medically assisted. And after 4 to 5 years, file for an adoption. 29 years of waiting? No. 29 years ago, these procedures were much easier and less costly. So, sir, I'm not blaming you. I'm only blaming your ignorance and perhaps the doctrine and belief where you are that may not believe in adoption or medically assisted conception. As also, you're having a house of your own, but retired on a meager pension, and your wife at 65, struggling with a provision shop. They are all product of ignorance. The money you used in building that house many years ago, had you invested it to establish a viable business and watch it grow, you will be millionaire by now, and then you'll be able to build or buy a house of your dream. Anyway, no point looking backward anymore. You can still file for an adoption, and don't assume that they will not grant you. Try. Please try. I pray for you that God will comfort and give you breakthrough. But in all this, the Bible says we should give thanks to God. Don't go into depression or develop high blood pressure over these issues. See, thank God and move ahead with life, living and serving Him. I wish you had noted PGF many, many years earlier than now. Listeners, connect everyone you know to TPGF platform. Let's deliver our people from ignorance and poverty. Have you joined TPGF Telegram channel that I've been announcing so that WhatsApp will not take down your line manager's line because they want to block messages and messaging? Don't wait for WhatsApp to stop you from receiving Turning Point. Quickly migrate to our Telegram channel by searching for Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel on Telegram. You will see it. Tap join. That is it. If you don't know how, ask somebody around you, your daughter or your son, to put you through. Or contact our media director on +234 803 232 2276. It will put you through. There are 6 obligations we have as long as we live to God. Number 1, praising God. Number 2, praying to God. Number 3, paying our tithe regularly and adequately. Number 4, sowing seed and sacrificial seed. Number 5, soul winning to the kingdom of God. And number 7, living a holy and a pure life before God. I speak to everyone's life today. You are blessed. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.